The National Executive Committee of the NPP has shut down the steering committee's proposals for certain MPs to go unopposed at constituency primaries. Speaking to Radio Ghana after yesterday's crunch neck meeting, Deputy General Secretary Abdullahi Fulamba said the party believes elections are the best way to judge one's electability. The NPP neck also dismissed rumors that there are plans by the National Executive seeking to extend their mandate. It adds that the neck is working towards its replacement in March 2014, as well as the constituency and regional elections that will precede the National Delegates Congress. Mr. Fulamba noted that members of the NEC have been directed to consult their constituencies for finalization at a meeting next week of the proposal and internal calendar for submission to the National Council.
Some of the strange meeting, in fact, was basically to call the National Executive Committee members to brief them on the rumors being peddled around that the current National Executive want to perpetuate themselves onto power. That's one. And then two, to issue what we will refer to as a blanket to the sitting MP. And then also to discuss the way forward about our party. So that is basically why we met today.
What other issues came up for discussion?
The reason why we summoned this meeting to discuss, to dispel those rumors going around that the Jake-led executive committee want to perpetuate themselves into power, and then let the sitting MPs go on a post. And we felt we deem it fit or appropriate, to let people know the stand of the executive committee, not to do anything that will amount to throwing overboard our own adopted constitution.
There are also rumors that you want to go to early Congress to elect a flag bearer. How true is this?
You see, the word earlier is being misinterpreted. Our constitution says the flag bearer should be elected not less than 24 men before the general election. So as we see today, if we let a flag bearer, it's still within our constitution. See, the word early is what is confusing many people, because that's what our constitution says. So if the constitution says we should let our flag bearer not less than 24 months before general election, then today it's not less than 24 months. So we could go, if we all agree that less, look at the circumstances, we should go for Congress and elect our flag bearer. I think it's within the limit of the constitution. It's not in contravention of our own constitution.
What are the proposals before the party?
The proposal before the party is whether we should elect the flag bearer first before we go to the other election, like the constituency, region, and the national. But the people, a lot of our executive members were not properly educated on this or properly briefed on this. So we resolved that we should go back, consult, because ours is purely democratic, because we believe that even the each and every member of the party has a role to play when it comes to decision making. We don't leave out the grassroots when we are taking decisions concerning the party. So for that reason, we resolved that we should go back to our various constituencies, various regions, consult, and then next week we'll meet again and then we'll take a final decision on the matter.
Alhaji Abdullahi Fulamba.